Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on our show, we look at how a former American president has spent his time over the more than 30 years since he left office. Last week, Jimmy Carter turned 90. As we will learn, he has not slowed down much at all, and he loves the life he leads.
It's been a very exciting and challenging and unpredictable and adventurous, and I would say a very gratifying life.
The active life of a former American president, today on As It Is. Former President Jimmy Carter recently celebrated his 90th birthday. Mr. Carter served in the nation's highest office between 1977 and 1981. He has lived more years after leaving the White House than any former president. Today, he leads an active life as the head of the Carter Center with his wife, Rosalyn. They have been married for 68 years. VOA recently spoke with the Carters and with Walter Mondale, who served as Mr. Carter's vice president.
But he's got this part of him, this focus, this commitment. He gets onto something, he wants to get it done.
Mr. Carter is known as one of the most busy and successful former presidents. But his wife is not happy to hear people talk only about what her husband has done since leaving the White House.
Yeah, and I don't like that. He was a great president. People are finding it out. And I like them to say, well, he's the greatest ex-president. Well, he is the greatest ex-president, but he was a great president, too.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Mr. Carter served 4 years as president. During his term, he officially established normal relations with China. He returned the U.S.-controlled Panama Canal to Panama. And he negotiated a peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. But his successes are balanced by failures, including America's economic problems in the late 1970s and the Iran hostage crisis. Joe Crespino teaches at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. He does not agree with Rosalynn Carter that her husband was a great president. But the history professor also does not blame Mr. Carter for many of the problems he faced during his 4 years in the White House.
I think it's clear that his presidency was not the greatest. That's not all of his doing. That's not all of his fault. A lot of that had to do with the circumstances he inherited. But I don't think there's shame in being called the greatest ex-president.
In November 1980, President Carter was defeated for re-election. Former California Governor Ronald Reagan became president. Mr. Carter chose to return to the small town of Plains, Georgia, where he had grown up. It is also the place where he will be buried. After presidents leave the White House, they create a library and museum where people can learn about their presidency. But Mr. Carter wanted to build something other than a traditional presidential library filled with official documents. He wanted to create a place where conflicts could be resolved, as he had done when he persuaded the leaders of Egypt and Israel to end their disputes. So he created the Carter Center, a non-profit organization. The center in its words, wages peace, fights disease, and builds hope throughout the world. Mr. Carter told VOA the organization has been a success.
But it's grown enormously, and one of our basic principles has been that we don't duplicate what other people are doing. And so we have filled vacuums in the world, you might say, and over a period of 30 years or more now, we've gone into areas of international politics and alleviation of suffering and promoting democracy that others had never done.
Workers at the Carter Center have watched more than 90 troubled elections throughout the world as a way to make sure voters are heard. The Carter Center has also joined the fight against tropical diseases in many Latin American and African countries. And the center is working to end the threat from Guinea worm disease. If successful, it will be only the second time a disease has been stopped. In the 1970s, health workers eliminated smallpox. Because of his efforts around the world, many people look at Jimmy Carter as a trusted statesman and valued negotiator. But not everyone would agree. Professor Joe Crispino notes that some world leaders and rights activists are not happy that Mr. Carter is willing to meet with almost anyone, no matter how corrupt or abusive.
He's been criticized for talking to leaders around the world, that he'll go and talk to anyone. And he's always criticized for that. He always feels like the fundamental issue for him is to try to bring people together and have conversations about difficult problems.
Mr. Carter is unhappy with the unwillingness of the United States government to open direct talks with North Korea. The former president has made several visits to the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. And he says he is willing to go there again as a representative of the U.S. government to negotiate the release of three Americans held there. But he told reporters he has yet to receive permission from the Obama administration for such a trip.
But there's no need for me to go unless I can get a designation from the U.S. government that I'm speaking officially for the U.S. government, which I cannot do. That's the truth of the matter.
While he waits for permission to go to North Korea, Mr. Carter continues working in other places where he sees a need that other countries and organizations have not met. It is what keeps him active, even at the age of 90.
And it's been a very exciting and challenging and unpredictable and adventurous, and I would say a very gratifying life.
Plan of action made a lot of sense. He talked about the government and how it used to be for you and me. That's the way it ought to be. Right now, once and for all, why not the best?
That's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz. Join Jim Tedder tomorrow at this same time for another As It Is program here on the Voice of America.
I was listening to quite a man talking to me. I began to see. We need Jimmy Carter, wise little police America. Once and for all, why not the best? We need Jimmy Carter, we can't afford to settle for less, America. Once and for all, why not the best? Why not the best? Why not the best?